Amen. I have all that wonderful sermon all ready for you, and Gay Shane walks in, and she gets up in front of the church, and she shares from her heart, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that it is exactly what God wanted you to hear today.
Amen.
It just seems like this past year, you know, we've had so many losses of loved ones. But, friends, years and years ago, there was a great, great leader, very wise man, who had a servant that every morning of his life, he had that servant walk into him when he was awake. And the first thing was said to him, he says, "You will die." That was the first thing was said to him. And he said, because he knew in his mind that the actions that he would take, the decisions that he would make, the people whose lives he would affect, those were the things that mattered. So many people, and here at Mount Calvary, we have a nice, relaxed service. When you go back to your roommate, don't tell her what we did today. Tell us, oh, it was marvelous. Everything they did, straight out of the bulletin. Don't tell Alex, you know. And Alex's roommate is here today. So I like people, when they don't show up for church, they send replacements. That's the thing you do. If you don't show up, send a replacement over there. And I love the freedom that we have, but I also believe in the sincerity of the Spirit of our loving God, and the way that His Holy Spirit will just lead us, guide us, and direct us. I believe that the things that we have that God has laid upon our hearts, the changes that He has made within our lives, and His ability to see us through the darkest hour. We have been placed here for a reason, and that is simply to serve Him. How do we serve Him? By first of all loving the Lord thy God with all thy mind, thy heart, thy soul, thy spirit. And number two, you have to love others as Jesus loved you. Next week, I'm going to preach on this scripture. And they were astonished at His teaching. For He taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. We're going to talk about how Jesus had compassion. We're going to talk about the way that He comprehended these scriptures and just placed them and explained them in the way that people could simply understand them. And we're going to talk about Jesus' compassion, His communion, that daily He would go and be refilled by tapping into the power source. That's why you come to church. I want to come to church and get my batteries recharged. I want to feel like that I have been in the house of the Lord. I want to feel like I have been in the presence of God's people. I want to feel like that I've been in the presence of God's people. I want to feel like I've been in the house of the Lord. And I want to feel like I have felt His Holy Spirit touch me. That's why I come to church. I love all the songs. I love the carrying on we do. I love it. Believe it or not, you may walk in one Sunday and see Bob Mumford in a suit and tie. That's worth the price of admission. It is. I want to be amazed. I want to be thrilled. But I want to know, without a shadow of a doubt, in my heart of how, my heart of hearts, of where I am going when that last day comes. And I want to know that when I am struggling on this earth, that I have brothers and sisters in Christ who will pray for me, who will share the pain, who will share the challenges, who will share in the laughter. Time after time after time, I've heard testimony after testimony about how God made a way. It's not all planned. It's not all contrived. It's not all worked out to the finest detail. The more that you rely on God, you will notice that your burdens are eased. You will notice that the things that have challenged you so much in your past, they just don't quite seem that difficult. Why? Because you're changing your attitude about the way you view things. I love when Miss Ruby says before she, what, did you tumble into the trash cans? Is that? Yes, yes. It's a great testimony when you fall backwards into the trash cans. I believe it is. Because you know what? I believe that God places everything, even a trash can. One of the last questions here on a Wednesday night, and I'd asked Miss Geisler, and we had a quiz. I said, Miss Geisler, and she came up with the answer that nobody else did. I said, it's a new year. What is the most important item in your office? If you were in a company, you had a job, you worked in an office. What is the number one most important item in that office? And people said, fax machines, telephones. They said, on my desk, my writing pads, my all like that. And Miss Geisler, she raised her hand and she said, the trash can. And I said, I agree. Because the thing that you have to do in work, as you have to do in life, is you've got to get rid of the clutter. You got to take these things that just mess you up and let them get in the way. And you got to be able to find that trash can and just start cleaning up. You have to make things. And now, I believe in walking the talk and talking the talk, so don't none of y'all come to my office tomorrow morning. Because I need to use my trash can a little bit more. And I think we in our lives, we have to use that trash can just a little bit more. So I don't know if you're going to praise God for putting those trash cans there as you could tumble into them, or you're just going to simply allow those trash cans to be used that you start eliminating a lot of clutter and a lot of stuff. So what? That you can focus on that which God has presented to you as an opportunity to serve Him. I heard a ding. It was in the back of my mind. That's like, you spend enough time. This Wednesday night, we're going to ask Matt to come lead us in our study. God willing, I've made it my goal, one of my resolutions, spend some more time and go see some people. If everything goes, and I'm going to ring out a name that most of you will not even recognize, remember like that, was a good friend of mine who plays an accordion. And hopefully on Wednesday night, I'll be sitting having dinner with he and Jane. Roy White used to come out of that little room there playing accordion. And I'll tell you one thing, I've seen more Southern Baptists wish they were up dancing when Roy played that accordion than anything I've seen in my life, because he just made you want to move as he got that accordion going back and forth. They went to Pennsylvania, they went down to Florida. They went to Pennsylvania because that's where one of the set of parents were, and they helped them as they eased into death. They went to Florida, why? Because that's where the other set of parents were, and they helped them ease into death. So God willing, we're just going to have a wonderful time. We're going to fill in the blanks, and we're going to sing, and we're going to do all kind of wonderful things, because that's what God has laid upon our hearts to do. Gay, thank you. Miss Ruby, thank you for all the guys that have taken part in the service today, for Jeannie, for Terry. I don't know. I really don't know how church is supposed to be. I just know when I've been there. I know what I felt, and I know what I believe. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house today. We have felt your presence in your house. We've heard testimonies about how you have eased. You've eased pain and sorrow. We've heard wonderful, wonderful claims of a great going home. We've heard how you've just stepped in and brought healings to hearts. You've overcome this phrase, cancer. Heavenly Father, we've heard how you've kept your angels upon one of our dear sisters in what could have been a terrible fall. And Heavenly Father, we've also heard prayer requests. We've heard serious things upon our heart that we just simply want to plead to you one more time. Well, I ask now that you will simply challenge us to take what we have heard, to process within our hearts, and allow us to do that task that you set us to do. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. Let us leave with smiles, and let us leave with the knowledge that we have been in your house and we have felt your presence. Go ahead and tackle some of those awkward challenges we will face this week. Give us the victory. Give us the victory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done for us today.